Okay, we're ready.
We're ready.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Happy December. I'm going to call the meeting to order, and first order of business is roll call.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Here.
Vice Chair Chapel?
Here.
Mr. Bard?
Here.
Mr. Cole?
Present.
Mr. Francis?
Here.
Okay. Second order of business is approval of the minutes. We have two sets of minutes, the approval of the November 14th regular session, and then the approval of the November 14th and the executive session. I'm happy to entertain a motion. I am. Or not.
This is Rick Wyatt. I move that we approve both sets of minutes.
This is Bruce Francis. I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion. Nina, can you do roll call?
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chapel? Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
Both sets of minutes are approved. Next item is the report by the Land Department.
Thank you, Chairperson Sylvan. This is Jim Perry with the Arizona State Land Department. I just have a few brief updates and can, of course, answer your questions if you have any afterwards. Since the last board meeting, we held three sales totaling $49,800,000. There are four auctions posted, one solar lease and three sales. We have six auctions approved at prior meetings, not yet posted, but we expect to post soon. And there are six sales to present to you today, and that's my update. Thank you.
Great. Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Perry? Okay. Next item is real estate and rights of way. Section A is the rights of way on the consent agenda. Does anyone want to make a motion? Have any questions?
Madam Chair, this is Travis. I move for approval of consent agenda items 1-6.
This is Rick Cole, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Nina, can you do roll call?
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chapel?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
Sometimes I forget I'm running the meeting. Okay, we have unanimous vote on the rights of way. The next item are the commercial leases long term. I don't see any unless I'm not reading the agenda correctly. Is that correct, Nina?
That is correct.
Okay, and so the last item are land sales, for which we have a number of them. So we can take them one at a time, and I believe we have presentations. So the first one is Brian on. Who's doing the presentation?
Yes, I'm on. Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Chairperson Sylvan, members of the board. Brian Sparks, Sales and Commercial Leasing Section. First application I have for you this morning is 53-122738. This is for a piece of property that is 623.74 acres located in Mojave County. Our applicant on this file is Progressive Properties LLC. We have an appraised value of $3,660,000. Beneficiaries are the Permanent Common Schools Indemnity Select Fund, and we recommend approval.
Does anyone on the board have any questions of staff? If not, I'm happy to entertain a motion.
This is Bruce Francis. I'll move for approval of application number 53-122738-00-100.
This is Travis. I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chapel?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
Great. Application is approved. The next application, I know Mr. Moore is going to be presenting. I did want to announce that I am going to voluntarily recuse myself from this. This is just it's a client of mine. I had nothing to do with this property, so it's probably not a conflict, but out of an abundance of caution, I will voluntarily recuse myself. With that, I'm going to hand it over to Mr. Moore to do the presentation.
Chairperson Sylvan, members of the board, my name is Ray Moore. I'm with the commercial leasing section, sales and commercial leasing section at the land department, and I'd like to present application number 531228580010. This applicant is Sunbelt Land Holdings, LLP. The property is 15.919 gross acres, 8.464 net acres. It's in Pinal County on the northwest corner of McCartney Road and Interstate 10 in Casa Grande. The value per gross acre, $109,931.53, and the value per net acre is $206,758.03. There are no improvements on the property, and the total appraised value is $1,750,000. Beneficiary is Common Schools, and recommend approval.
All right, are there any questions for Mr. Moore?
This is Rick Cole. I move that we approve application number 53-122858-00-100.
Mr. Travis, a second.
And Vice Chair Ned Chappell, would you mind sort of calling for the roll call since I've recused myself?
Yeah, take a roll call vote, please.
Vice Chair Chappell?
Yeah, aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
It okay. Looks like we've got approval. Thank you.
Great. Unless you want to keep going, Vice Chair, I'll take it back over.
not unless I get the hammer for the table.
Sorry, you're not here, so I can't hand it to you. All right, next item, I believe Mr. Sparks is going to present this one.
You'll have to forgive me, Chairperson Sylvan. Us online cannot see the screen. We just have a green screen. I assume this is 53-123-261. Is that correct?
You are correct.
Okay. Well, this file is for Legacy Commercial Real Estate, LLC. We have acreage of 100.93 gross acres, 97.49 net acres. This property is located in Mojave County, near the Bullhead International Airport. We have an appraised value of $16,822 per net acre, $15,721 per gross acre, for a total appraised value of $1,640,000. Our beneficiary in this is 02-87-0021 federal patent, and we recommend approval.
Great, are there any questions of Mr. Sparks? Okay. Do you want me to ask if what they're seeing?
Yeah, because I can see this.
Okay. Are you guys, it's those of you who are online on the board, are you seeing the presentation? Or are you seeing your...
Yes. Wait, yes. Okay. Yes. I can see it.
Okay.
I can see it.
Got it. All right. Okay. Well, if there's no questions, I'm happy to entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, this is Travis. I move for approval at 53-123-261-00-100.
This is Ned, and I'll second that.
Chair, right.
Go ahead.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chappell?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
All right, unanimously approved. The next item is also Mr. Sparks, and it's 53-123989.
Yes, thank you once again. This file, we have an applicant of the City of Apache Junction. This property is to be used as part of the new Weeks Wash Water Retention Facility. The acreage is 76.538 gross acres, 71.227 net acres. gives us a value per acre, rounded at $60,000 per acre. Appraised value of $4,590,000. Our beneficiary on this file is Permanent Common Schools Indemnity Select. And once again, we recommend approval.
Any questions of staff? If not, I'm happy to entertain a motion.
Madam Chairman, Bruce Francis here. I move to approve application number 053-123-989-00100.
This is Ned. I'll second.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chapel?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
Motion is approved. Next item is back to Mr. Moore.
Well, good morning, Chairman Sylvan, members of the board. My name is Ruben Ojeda. I'm the Assistant Director for Real Estate. I'll be presenting on behalf of Ray Moore, application 53124429, filed by Arizona Public Service. The property consists of 63.460 acres and has an appraised value of $1,526,400. The property is located just east of 43rd Avenue, south of Dove Valley in the city of Phoenix. It's within the Sonoran Oasis Tech Park, recently purchased by Mack Group, and is now called the Halo Project. The property will be sold subject to existing right-of-way 14-111275. APS is Avery Substation. The property was valued at that time, the property was valued at $24,000 an acre. The substation is in operation and is currently supporting the TSMC manufacturing development. We believe the right-of-way that encumbers this land has value with the remaining income stream. The right-of-way was issued for a 75-year term with three 25-year term payments. The right-of-way is in its first 25-year payment term with two payments remaining. At the beginning of each term, the land is reappraised and is a component of the right-of-way and cause for the next term payment. In June of 2021, APS amended their right-of-way to increase the footprint from 10 acres to the current 63.603 acres and to relocate the substation to meet TSMC's needs. The value of the property at that time was $78,686 an acre. The terms of the sale that will be outlined in the auction notice will require APS, if they are a successful bidder, to compensate the trust for the lost rental income in addition to the appraised value noted on the recommendation sheet. The land department will retain the management of the right-of-way and continue to receive the income through the term of the lease. The successful bidder, other than APS, will not have occupancy of the subject property until December 2082, nor will they be entitled to the remaining income stream generated from the lease. If APS is not agreeable to the terms of the sale as mentioned, the department will not proceed with the sale and will continue to manage the right-of-way. The department offers a sale for your consideration.
Any questions from the board?
I have a real quick question. They're just buying, it says they're buying the fee simple and the land that they already have the right-of-way for and they're using, right? So.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? I'm happy to entertain a motion.
This is Ned. I move that we approve application number 53-124429-00-100.
This is Rick Cole, second.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chapel?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
Motion is approved. And last one is 53-124866. And I believe Mr. Sparks, you're presenting.
Yes. Thanks once again, Chairperson Sylvan. Brian Sparks, Sales and Commercial Leasing. The applicant on this file is Comité de Bien Estar Incorporated. We have under application 7.86 acres net, 5.928 acres, sorry, gross, 5.928 acres net. This property is in San Luis, Arizona. It has been valued at $57,690 per net acre, for a total appraised value of $342,000. Beneficiary on this file is the Miners Hospital Disabled Miners, and we recommend once again approval.
All right, any questions of Mr. Sparks? You guys know the drill.
Madam Chair, it's Travis. I move for approval of 53-124-866-00100.
This is Ned. I'll second.
Sorry, Bruce.
You're good. Quick. Quick draw. Good.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chappell?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. By my agenda, we've completed all the land sales, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Next item is Board of Appeals. We have no appeals today. We do have a scheduled appeal. Nina, did you want to give an update on that schedule?
We just received a stipulation to continue, which since you approved, we'll sign it today, and then it'll be on next month's agenda.
And the next item is litigation, and I'm happy to entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Madam Chair, this is Bruce Francis. I move to go into executive session.
Is there a second?
Does Richard Cole second?
Do we need to do a roll call to go into exec? Okay, go ahead.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chappell?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
All right, we will go into executive session for the items that are listed on the agenda, and we will be back shortly.
If I may just clarify for the record, as stated on the agenda, the purpose of the executive session is to receive legal advice and discuss pending litigation. Thank you, Chair Sylvan.
Yes.
Thank you. 919. So give us a minute to go over there, and all you need to do is sign on to the new link.
I'd be rooting for U of A if they were in the same spot.
There's
the home team. ASU is now the home team of the state of Arizona.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, at 9:48, are we ready, Victoria? Super. Everyone's here.
Okay, great. Welcome back. Do we need to roll call back into the regular session?
Sure.
Okay.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Here.
Vice Chair Chappell?
Here.
Mr. Bard?
Here.
Mr. Cole?
Present.
Mr. Francis?
Here.
All right. The second to last item on the agenda is other business, which are our upcoming dates. And our one appeal is probably going to be on January 9th at this point, which is our next meeting.
We'll update the January 9th agenda to reflect that it's for February 13th.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. All right. So January 9th, February 13th, and March 13th. Nina will probably be in touch to let everybody know, make sure that we have quorum for all of those. And unless there's any other business, I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 9:49. Do I have to gavel? I get to gavel.
Okay.
Hey.
Now we're adjourned.
There you go.
Official.
Now it's official.
This audio is made with Audio Toolkit for Windows Store, downloaded for free now.